With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Rain, snow, and even warm weather moving across parts of the country. Correspondent Julie Walker takes a closer look.
After the cold and snow in parts of the country, warmer weather moving in some parts, making for a soggy start to the week for many in the mid-Atlantic. That's the bad news. The good news, says National Weather Service senior meteorologist Brian Hurley.
As we get into Tuesday, it'll be near 60, lower 60s in the D.C., Baltimore area, and probably mid to upper 50s in New York.
Other parts of the country will remain seasonably cold with snow in the northern tier from Washington through Oregon. I'm Julie Walker.
Two teens killed, four injured in a shooting at a makeshift club in Houston. Police Department Assistant Chief Luis Menendez Sierra telling KTRK.
It's kind of like one of these last-minute parties, pop-up parties that's been popping up lately. It's kind of like a social media deal. Seems like the crowd was a majority juveniles.
A 13-year-old girl, in fact, among those killed. In the aftermath of the overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad, Europe and Israel using somewhat different approaches as they try to adjust to the new situation in Syria.
The Israelis essentially think that the Western countries are deluding themselves. These people are, well, they're certainly Islamists. They may well be jihadists. They come from that background. Don't take any risks. Bomb them to blazes, bomb away their military infrastructure, and safeguard the country that way. On the other hand, there are those who believe in Western countries it's necessary to deal with Syria and try to make it into a stable country. Now, the new rulers of this country say that they are Islamists, but they want to have a pluralistic, diverse society.
That is the BBC's Jeremy Bowen reporting on Wall Street. Dow futures are up by 80 points. This is SRN News. Evangelical Christians turned out to vote for President Trump in big numbers once again in November.
The Public Religion Research Institute has released its final analysis of the 2024 election, and as expected, white evangelical Protestants were a critical part of Mr. Trump's winning coalition. 85% of them cast ballots for the president, as did 64% of Hispanic Protestants and 59% of white Catholics. Mr. Trump also took 57% of white mainline Protestant voters. Kamala Harris won big amongst atheists and non-religious people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The British government has indefinitely banned puberty blockers for children with gender dysphoria. That's after independent experts found there is an unacceptable safety risk in prescribing those medications. The decision is a major blow to the transgender agenda. It also reflects a growing unease throughout Europe with such treatments for children. This is SRN News. Retailers say sweaters and alpaca scarves are flying off the shelves so far this Christmas season.
Owners of small retail shops say the top-selling gifts appear to be cozy items this year. The National Retail Federation predicts holiday shopping this year will be up between 2.5% and 3.5% over last year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
What might this week's Fed meeting mean for interest rates?
Americans waiting on lower borrowing costs for mortgages and other loans may be disappointed by this Wednesday's announcement from Federal Reserve policymakers. The Fed is widely expected to reduce the benchmark interest rate, but only by a quarter point to about 4.3%. I'm Jennifer King.
The new year will usher in the Bitcoin-friendly administration of President-elect Donald Trump, something that could lead states to become more crypto-friendly and more public pension funds and treasuries to buy cryptocurrency. More details at srnnews.com.